Cordell, how long have we been doing this, my man?
Oh, wow. Well, 8 years at MacArthur, but you know.
Pull that microphone up just a little closer. And I see the kids all understood that, and I got to tell you four times. When did you arrive at Millikan University? What year?
1991.
Oh, my God. That's a long, long time ago.
Yep.
But you stayed here, and you made a difference and continue to make a difference.
You know, they say a good woman can keep you anywhere. So I met my wife here in about 94 and worked for you in 94, 93, and 94.
And I don't know about that. I just, you know, we had like the entire Millikan football team as security at the public pools. And it was always a ride. I'll put it that way.
An adventure every day.
Yes. But man, am I so happy. I think back on that often that you not only came here to play football and go to Millikan University, but then once you graduated, you stayed here and the impact that that's made on thousands of kids.
Yeah. It's an amazing town. You know, it felt like home right away. And my opportunity to engage young people in education has always been a passion for me. And so, you know, through the coaching and the administration, it's just always been a passion that I've had a chance to fulfill.
Okay. How many weeks left in school?
Approximately five, but for these guys sitting next to us, just about one.
Okay, I don't remember getting that 4 week break as a senior that everyone seems to get today. I'm glad for you guys, but all right. So when is graduation itself physically?
Graduation is May 18th on Saturday on our football field at 11 a.m.
So that's 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now.
All right. And how big a class do we have this year?
We've got about 264 students, so it's pretty good sized class for us at MacArthur these years.
And how long does graduation take?
I'm very good at making it happen between 50 and 57 minutes.
You get two. Okay. the kids get even posed for a picture, or is it just like, I mean, you're through.
They come up in groups.
Yeah.
We keep them moving. I do about a 4.5 minute speech and we're rolling from there.
I love it. I love it. Don't bore us. Get to the chorus. All right. Let me ask you this. How has the year been overall?
It's been a great year. We've been excited at MacArthur. You know, the superintendent sent a strong message early in the year, what's not going to be tolerated. And I think our students have absolutely seen the benefit of that.
We're going to talk to three superstars here. Mm-hmm. And the debate has always been, you know, do you let 5% of the students interrupt the other 95% of the students? You don't want to give up on anyone. I mean, no one wants to do that. But having to try to find that balance is very difficult.
It is very difficult, especially, you know, I also do ministry. So
it's, yeah, right. It's in your heart.
Message, right?
Yeah.
You leave the 100 for the one. Well, in this profession, I can't afford to do that. There's too many kids at stake. And so we've made some tough decisions and some students have had to leave us. But I think the years has shown what happens when you eliminate that element.
No doubt. But I would also like to point out that there are other things that happen. I mean, there are alternative paths and it's not like just kicking a kid to the curb. I mean, there are other options.
Absolutely. Our student services works with every student who leaves us, whether they leave us with a stay or without a stay, and give them options, give their parents options of different alternative educations that they can get into.
All right. Introduce your students to us.
Well, I'm excited to bring to you three amazing students from MacArthur High School. We've got Isabel Bethard, who is one of our summa cum laude students at MacArthur High School. Amazing, very active in a lot of activities. So I'll let her explain those later. I've got Jade Flournoy, who I've known for a very long time. She's an artist, an amazing artist.
That's what I'm hearing.
Also a summa cum laude student, top, you know, right there near the top of her class. And then I've got this little guy on the end.
Little guy.
Jaden Young.
Yeah.
Who is actually Mr. Ingram's nephew. So life is really tough for him because he also has to come home with me. But he's a great student, one of the captains of our cheerleading team, and heading out to get to do that at the next level. So
that's pretty
an exciting
amazing
group to have.
All right, Jay, and I'll start with you. So what's it like being related? Extra pressure? I think people think it's the other way, but I think it's probably extra pressure.
I'm held at a higher standard for sure.
Yeah, I think so. What's your experience been at MacArthur, just overall?
It's been a time, well, with COVID messing up my freshman year, but going into sophomore year, it's definitely been like a better time than before. And
but you guys had to experience something. You know, our guy lost his junior year, right? You know, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. I mean, even if you're a good student, even if you're, you know, doing all the right things, you know, you miss that socialization. Mm-hmm. Yeah, technology's there. We can get on Zoom or Teams and communicate, but it's just not the same.
Yeah, I can. That's correct.
All right. So how did you recover from that? I mean, it took a little while, right?
Well, it started eighth grade year, so I was kind of already used to, like, being in a house, going on Zooms every day.
Right.
So going into freshman year wasn't that bad, but it's definitely, I wanted that experience as a freshman,
right,
like, in school. But
did it take a while for everyone to kind of adjust being back together?
It definitely did.
Yeah.
Started with, like, social distancing.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, still COVID, and it definitely took some time, I'll just say that.
All right, what's your future? And by the way, you don't have to know all of it. I feel like these kids feel so much pressure today to know what the rest of their life is going to look like. You don't have to. You got plenty of time to figure it out. But what are you thinking about?
Well, I'm going to college to cheer.
All right.
For ISU, Go Birds.
Redbirds. There you go, right up the road.
Yeah, and I'm undecided yet on what my major is, but I'm sort of leaning to teaching.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need teachers.
Yes.
No pressure. Do. You could still do something else, but we need teachers. Right, Cordell? I mean, they kind of are steering their own boat right now because everybody wants you.
We're in a shortage, so it's not going to be hard to find a job if you get an education in these next 4 or 5 years.
All right. If you decide to do that, what would you like to teach?
Definitely middle school.
Okay.
Because I can't just have, like, high school me. And then, like, 25 other high school me's, it's going to be a lot.
I got it. I hear you.
So I would start at a lower education level and then build my way up.
Sure. All right. Tell me about the cheerleading. What made you get interested in that?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I started my sophomore year. I started out on JV.
Uh-huh.
And I would say that was, like, a rough year with transition coaches and stuff like that. But by my junior year, I was on varsity. Fun. I love the tumble, jump,
stunt.
Yeah, I'm a good flipper.
All right, there you go. Now, what's that look like at ISU? Do they have a really good program?
Yes, they do. Well, they're more of, for the guys, they're more of co-ed. So it's a bottom guy and then a top girl. You by yourself, lift them up by yourself. Which definitely is going to take a lot more strength than in high school where you're with
I got it.
Three other people.
Well, you better start working out now.
Yeah,
for sure. It's a great campus and a great school. I hope you have a wonderful time there. They have a circus program.
Yes, they do.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to watch, though. It really is. All right, Jade, you're an artist.
Yep.
Okay, I'm fascinated by this. Nick's an artist, too. He teaches art. I'm also very interested. I dabble in it, in photography, and I paint occasionally. When did you know at what age that you had this kind of thing? I mean, how old were you?
Well, I would say third grade, but kindergarten, I feel like I was encouraged, like, by everyone around me. They were like, you are so good, like, by my parents, by my sisters, by my brothers.
So it came to you naturally.
Yeah, because I feel like my mom was very crafty, so I think I got a lot of it from her.
Okay.
And I'm just a lot more passionate in what I feel like I'm good at, so I just continue to do it. And then, like, third or fourth grade hit, I'm seeing teachers like, wow, you're, like, good.
Okay, so what are you best in? I mean, are you a painter? Do you do illustrations? You know, or do you do a little bit of all of it?
I love to illustrate the most. Like, I do paint landscapes from time to time, but illustration, that is what I'm going to at Columbia College Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going right to Chicago, which is an art hotspot.
Yes, it is.
Just artists everywhere, so I'm ready. I'm ready for that for illustration.
So if you could just write your ticket, if you could just plan your perfect job, what would it be?
I would love to work at like a studio or maybe for a game company. Like, I would love to design a game, or I would like to do art, maybe game art, like all of that. I would just love to put my effort forward for someone else to be happy about something.
You know,
I love to create art to make people happy or to feel something.
Well, there's a lot of money there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isabel, tell me about yourself. Where did you go to grade school?
I went to Garfield Montessori Magnet School, but now it's MAP. So,
well, I know we all struggle to keep track of the names a little bit. And how has your time at MacArthur been?
It's been really good. I've been really focused on my academics and just outside things. I'm really focused on like extracurriculars, and I'm really involved with different clubs inside of school, and I feel like that's really where my passion is, like volunteering and stuff like that.
All right, so tell me about some of the things you've been involved in. What clubs?
I'm in FFA, National Honor Society.
Look at you go. Let's stop back there and go back to the FFA. No. It's good. It's one of the most amazing programs the District 61 has, and it should be replicated across America, Cordell. People who said this wouldn't work and this isn't going to work in a big urban school district, now you got one of the biggest, most diverse FFA chapters in the United States, MacArthur High School. What was it, sixth place out of 14,000 FFA chapters at the state a couple of years ago? That's amazing.
It's amazing, and I've like learned so many leadership from it, and that's really what I take away from it. Like, I'm not super involved with all of like farming and all that agriculture, but I love just how it's opened my mind to the different possibilities of
lifelong lessons. Lifelong lessons. What else have you been involved in?
National Honor Society. I'm the president. Student Council. I'm a freshman mentor. I'm in YLIA Young Leaders in Action. I'm in the Superintendent Youth Advisory Council. I'm just in a lot of things.
You're making me tired. I mean, that's unbelievable. That's a lot of activities to be involved in.
A lot of things.
You know, we think about these young people, how remarkable they are, right? I mean, were you doing anything like this senior year in high school? Were you in like nine clubs and the president of the Honor Society?
No. And you know, it's amazing. One thing that's overlooked is just the amount of programs and different things that we offer here in Decatur.
But that's such an advantage because they're learning all these leadership skills and these things that some people, you know, take a while to develop if they ever do. And they're getting a head start, you know, before they decide to do the next phase of their life, whether it's college, whatever it might be. They've already got a lot of this put in them. I mean, that's fantastic.
Absolutely. And again, these are three of our best, and they really exemplify what we try to do at MacArthur. They are very friendly to all students. They invite freshmen, and all of them have been freshman mentors at some point, and a part of the Superintendent's Council. Jade is also on that committee, and so.
All right. So, what are your duties there? You know, if you had to describe that to someone, what does that Superintendent's Council do?
It's me.
Okay.
Yeah, our names are similar, but we go to like the higher ups, like the superintendents and the people that are a bit under her, and we talk to them about like as students what goes on as students. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the higher ups making decisions without getting a student's input about
it. And do you feel comfortable being honest in that room?
Because we're very honest.
Sometimes people just meet to meet, right?
Yes, we are so honest in that room, and sometimes they find it funny, but they act on it.
Yeah, oh, well, that's
they
good.
Act on it. Yep.
So you take that. I'm sure take that responsibility seriously, right? Because you're representing all the other students, you know, back here, and you get to be at that table for them.
Mm-hmm. And I think me and Isabel, I feel like we know a good portion of the school, and it's not just like we're in one clique. I feel like we know a good amount of students, so we get to have a lot of opinions from a lot of students. It's not just like sports kids or, you know, like people are in anime club. It's multiple people that we know, and then we can have all of their information and all of their info and all of their comments, and we can give it to like Superintendent Clark and
All right. And have you seen results from that?
Oh, definitely. We definitely talked about security and upping security, and that happened. And I felt like that helped all the discourse within our school. And we just talk about different things, and sometimes we're a little bit too honest. But honestly,
no such thing. I know people will tell you that, but trust me, just do that.
They unintentionally throw Mr. Ingram under the bus.
Mr. Ingram will survive,
that's right.
And he can still learn things even at his advanced age. This communication is important. So what was that? Do you remember the first time you went to a meeting?
Yes.
Were you nervous?
Yeah. I was so nervous. I came in a little bit later. Like, I got invited my junior year, so I was a little bit nervous, but then I saw how every other student was speaking and how they genuinely were listened to, and so I just spoke my mind, and then I got heard. And if we have a serious issue, then we talk about it, and we bring it up, and we try to come up with a solution.
Yeah, it's like one of those things, like if you're nervous to say something, it's like two or three other people that agree with you. Genuinely. So Isabel would say something, I'm like, oh, I agree. And then the person next to me is like, oh, me too.
Well, you got each other's backs,
yeah, exactly,
right?
Because we're all students, and we all get that. They don't, though. So that's why we communicate with them, and they act on it.
That's fantastic. Yep. And those are what you experience in that room is what happens in a lot of life, right? And it's important. I think education has evolved evolved over the years, and it still has a ways to go, but it's not just, you know, I'm going to lecture to you and you're going to sit at a desk and write this down. It's having those experiences and being in leadership and standing up for what you believe is right and all of those conversations. And sometimes those are uncomfortable conversations, but it's how we get better as people.
Yep.
All right. So what's next for you?
Well, I'm going to UIC in the fall, University of Illinois in Chicago. I'm currently an undecided liberal arts major, but I'm leaning towards English, communications, that kind of stuff. I like art too, but I'm not that good at art.
Well, how good is Jay?
She's way better than me. I'm in a couple art classes this year, yeah. Like sculpture, and I really like all that stuff. But
you know what? It's good for your brain, the side of the brain that you don't always use, whether you're doing it for anybody else or not.
And I love like writing and creativity and stuff like that.
I'll brag on Jade a little bit too. She just created a book earlier in the year that won a state competition.
Okay. You're burying the lead here. What is the book?
She wouldn't have said it if I didn't.
You're right. It was called The Lonely Liger. Well, it is called The Lonely Liger. And it's just about a liger, a lion and a tiger, because it is a real animal.
Right.
But it goes to the savannah, feeling alone, feeling different, but it finds an okapi, another weird-looking animal that's real, and they find comfort in each other and comfort in being different, and they just figure out that being different is okay, and that's how the book ends.
That's pretty amazing. So what about this award?
It was for Educators Rising Conference. I'm in Teachers Club with Jaden.
Okay.
And we went to a conference at ISU, and it was Educators Rising, and they had a book competition. I competed because I was a bit nervous, but I wanted to be seen. Like, I wanted my art to be seen, and I decided to take the chance. So I competed, and I remember they were announcing third and second. I'm like, and I wasn't it. And I'm like, okay, this is not, I don't know why I did this. Like, I was on that stage just shaking. I'm like, I can't. But then they announced my name for first, and I was like, oh my gosh, I like nearly ran over there. But after that, they told me that I was going to nationals. So next month, because it's May,
right?
I am going to Washington, D.C.
No kidding. Well, good for you.
Yep.
That's amazing. Can people find the book? Is it something that's accessible to people?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. I was filling out the application for nationals, and they were very specific. They were like, how many people have seen this book? And I'm like, ooh. So I've only 6 people, like, if I'm being completely honest,
right,
including that judge, like about 6 or 7 people have actually read the entire book. So it's not very out there. And I just told you the story, but not a lot of people have seen it. So I want to post it, but I can't yet.
Until this is all done. Okay, well, we look forward. You keep us posted, and we'll get the word out there for you. That's pretty amazing. You guys are doing a great job over there. And I know the beginning of the year was a little rough and you know, life, and it's everywhere. But you guys, the way you hold to each other and the way you are building these future leaders, not future leaders, they're already leaders. It's a pretty amazing thing. And I hope that people appreciate that about MacArthur High School. I know Nick's a proud alum. He graduated a long time ago.
Let me tell you something. I'm kind of in my feelings in here a little bit, because there are a lot of parallels, like in particular with Jade. You know, my love for art was really just pushed right there in those classrooms in that art room by a man named Mr. Spangler, who's got a sculpture outside the front of the building in his honor. And the love that Cordell showed, he was a coach for my little sister. And the approach that he takes with compassion and an ear to the students is the same exact experience that you guys are describing is the experience that I got when I was there. And I felt like it went well for me, and it sounds like it's going well for you.
Yep.
And it's a testament to not only your own individual achievements and efforts, but also the leadership there that Cordell brings and the energy that he has and the time that he has for all the people. So thank you for that, for keeping keeping this going for everybody.
Here's a little secret about Cordell. He would be on the pool side with a security t-shirt on and flip-flops, and all he could do was look intimidating because he's the nicest guy in the world. So you just never really hoped it got anywhere beyond just, well, that's a big dude.
Right. That's all it takes sometimes.
It's too nice.
I got these hands if I need them.
No. We're going to talk it out.
Let's hug it out.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, good luck with the commencement ceremony. Good luck to all of you. Come back and see us. You know, once you start your new life, and we want to hear how you're doing, okay? Anytime.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.